She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Hi, everyone. Today I am hosting solo because my co-host Lisa Davis is feeling under the weather. So I want to send her some love and healing vibes. I know she's listening, so feel better soon, Lisa. Now let's start the show. With the holidays around the corner, today's show is timely because we'll be indulging a lot. And for many of us, the extra weight we might put on during this time goes right to our bellies. Today's guest, Lorna Vanderhaeg, is a natural health expert who has been researching nutritional medicine for over 30 years. Lorna will help us to understand why that extra tire appears in the first place and how we can shed it. Welcome to the show, Lorna.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Lorna, why is that extra tire around our bellies so dangerous, putting us at risk for certain diseases?
Well, when we start to put on that belly fat, we call that the most dangerous fat, because it literally, those fat cells have hormonal actions, and they increase inflammation in the body, they increase our risk of heart disease, of course, diabetes rates go up as well. And so although it looks bad and we all want to fit into a size 6, we really have to look at that belly fat as a big health risk for other more serious diseases.
So what are some things that we could do, I guess, to help curb those hormones, especially this time of the year? I mean, people are going to be indulging, they're going to be eating, you know, probably more than they'd like to, or more sugar than they'd like to or normally would. What are some recommendations that you can help them avoid it or help them lose it if they want to?
Right. I think that's a really important point, is that we're going to do these things anyways, because it is the holidays. Even those of us who have the biggest willpower on the planet will dive in and have that shortbread cookie. So the first thing we have to think about is that we're, on average, North Americans put on 1 to 1.5 pounds every December due to the holiday festivities. And so there's a great research study that they do every year using a nutritional supplement called CLA with green tea extract. And they take two groups of people and they tell them, eat, drink, and be merry. Do all of the things you normally do in the month of December. And one group takes 8,000 milligrams of CLA with green tea extract, and the other group does not. And at the end of the month, so this is during the time when we're doing all these things that we shouldn't be doing, and at the end of the month, the group that took the CLA lost 1.5 to 2 pounds.
Wow.
The group that took the fake pills gained 1 to 1.5 pounds. Now, you don't want to be in the fake pill group. You want to be in that CLA group. And so I always tell people, you know, it's the one thing you want to do is start taking it immediately, like right now, and take it all through the month and keep taking it. And in all of the studies, and they've done studies in postmenopausal women, which is the hardest group to lose weight. And, you know, all we have to do after menopause is look at a glass of wine and we put on belly fat. And this group did very well. They lost 7 pounds in 90 days with no diet change.
Wow. That, I mean, first of all, Lorna, can you tell us what CLA stands for? And also, what is it in CLA that helps us burn the fat as well as the green tea?
Okay. So CLA is a fat that burns fat. And the reason why we call it CLA is because it's conjugated linoleic acid, and the word is too long for anyone to remember. So its acronym is Charlie Lorna Apple, and it's literally a fat that melts the fat in your fat cells. That's how it functions. Green tea extract should be with the CLA because it revs up your fat burning furnace. So it enhances the stoking of that furnace that burns the fat in the body. And there's another super supplement that really targets belly fat directly that has over 30 clinical studies. And I only like to talk about nutritional supplements that have human studies and data to back up what we're talking about.
Yeah, I love that.
Because there's so many fad. Yeah, there's so many fad weight loss supplements that are talked about. And I go, how can we even talk about that? They don't even have a single human study. But there's another nutrient that's found in GlucoSmart. It's called quercetol. It has 30 studies, and a study at the Virginia Medical School, and they looked at type 2 diabetes, pre-diabetics, and one of the things that was written in every one of these studies was people were reporting their belly fat was disappearing. And wow. It works. I use it. So every time I have a glass of wine or any sugary thing, I have a GlucoSmart. Or if the daily dose is one a day, and this works for belly fat. And when you use these two supplements together, because I can tell you lots of great food things to not do and not drink as much alcohol and don't have as many shortbread cookies. We're all going to do it. It's the holidays.
That's right. And you know what, Lorna, I love that you say that because, I mean, that's what Naturally Savvy is about. We wrote a book called Unjunk Your Junk Food because people are going to eat junk food and we know that we're going to do it. We're human. So I love that you're saying that to kind of, you know, to say that we're still going to do it and it's okay once in a while not to do it on a regular basis, but here's some ways that you can help prevent it. So I just want to repeat what you were saying. So you were saying GlucoSmart. That's a supplement that contains CLA and the green tea extract?
Okay. So CLA with green tea is found everywhere. So you want to look for a CLA supplement with green tea extract. The GlucoSmart contains this really super nutrient that busts belly fat called carosetol. And it's like chiro-ocetol. And this works to bust belly fat fast. So they're two separate supplements. And the interesting thing is I have a book called A Smart Woman's Guide to Weight Loss, which is all about how hormones are conspiring to make us fat. And people can actually get that book free. A lot of the health food stores are giving that book away free right now when people come in and buy the GlucoSmart. So go online, look it up. Our website is hormonehelp.com. So that's the word hormone and the word help, H-E-L-P.com. And then they can learn about how to eat properly because we're all going to have that New Year's resolution to lose weight.
Yes. And you know what? I love that you're talking about and you're bringing in hormones into this. So tell us a little bit about, you know, the layers in our belly. So when we eat a lot of food that has a lot of sugar and we're accumulating it around our bellies, what is it about that part of our body that's so dangerous?
Okay. So what happens is when you eat food, any food, doesn't matter if it's sugary food or not, when you eat food, blood sugar goes in your bloodstream. And then insulin, which is a hormone, its job is to push the sugar into your cells, and the cell is like a furnace. It burns up all those calories. Well, what happens to us when we gain more belly fat, so as soon as we start putting on those few extra pounds around the middle, two things happen. We eat food, blood sugar goes in the blood, and then the insulin can't do its job. It sort of pushes the sugar into the cell, but it can't make it happen. The way the GlucoSmart works is it actually pushes that sugar in the cell to burn it up. A second thing happens when we get lots of belly fat. That belly fat is like a hormone factory. So those fat cells, literally the door on the fat cell slams shut and it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and you get more inflammation. And that causes some bad things to happen in the body in regards to increased risk of heart disease. And our fat cells just keep getting bigger, which is why it's so hard. You know, you get these great shaped arms and legs when you work out, but you still have the three rolls of jelly belly. And that's because belly fat is very stubborn.
Well, you know what? And you make a good point because, you know, I just find that people get so caught up in losing weight and, you know, when it comes to our calories and it comes to what we're eating. But I think looking at what type of food we're eating too is important, and especially those that contain hormone disruptors. And I'm guessing, Lorna, I mean, we have only about a minute left, not even. Would those food also impact our belly and the fat that comes onto us?
Oh, absolutely. And when we look at the certain foods that are the worst foods for us to eat, it's the starchy foods. They are direct sugars in the body. It's the alcohol. We need to eat more protein and green veggies. So when you go to that buffet over the holidays, stand at the end where the veggie tray is. Eat lots of them.
Or eat something before you go so that you're not ravenous by the time you get there, which is a whole other discussion, you know, when your blood sugar falls, you know, altogether. So very good tips. Lorna, thank you for being on our show today. As always, I love having you on.
Thank you so much. You have a great holiday.
You too. For more information on Lorna, you can visit healthyimmunity.com. You could follow her on Twitter at AskLorna. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening. Stay well.